This is a lurker, as Big Fatty would call them, you know, because we love a lurker.
We do, but we would prefer that they didn't lurk and they just...
Like, we need... I'm going to talk to Big Fatty about this. We need a lurker week. Like, all the podcasters that are within the Pride 48, you know, group, mm-hmm. we all need to come together and have a lurker week where all of our lurkers come out.
Come out wherever you are.
One time out of the whole year and contact us and let us know.
Doesn't it defeat the whole purpose?
My name is Anita Frank. Okay. Whatever.
I need a big dick.
Oh. Hi, Anita.
Hi, everyone. Say hi, Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita. And just say, hey, I'm here. I'd listen, and I'm going back to my little space.
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Come out wherever you are, and meet
Big Fatty.
I've fallen. And I can't get up!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4795 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's same y'all, I'm gonna catch up on a few things and tell you all about my day that included. Can you hear that? Yes, we said it. We hear it. Hello, Halfway's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going, y'all. Y'all, you're halfway us, because y'all, today, the 25th of June, y'all, we're halfway to Crema. Can you believe we're halfway to Crema? I can't believe it. The time just flies. Yes, we bet it, like it's got wings. It's true. If you had wings. I'm flabbergasted. Big fatty emphasis on gasted. Well, anyway, so y'all start your crema list. Y'all, Big Fatty started his crema list. I had bought a couple of books that were on my Amazon wish list when I had the Amazon Prime. Y'all, I got Music for Primetime. It's an American, a history of American television and themes and scoring. And Apple, the first 50 years, y'all, by that David Pogue, he's on the Jane Pauley show. Y'all, I put a picture of the two up on the WWW today. But y'all, that's not the best crema present that Big Fatty has pre-ordered, y'all. It popped up. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Oh, y'all, it popped up. Y'all, there is another book in the Wicked series, and it comes out at the end of
September.
And y'all, it is called Galinda, because y'all, it is the story, the early life of Galinda before she met Elphaba and all at Shiz University. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I ordered that, and y'all, I'll forget about it. And then all of a sudden, there'll be a package on the doorstep, and I'll go, oh, I wonder who sent this to me. And y'all, the answer, Big Fatty, you can put it down that I sent it to you. Yes, but that'd be lovely. So, I'm excited. I am so excited. So, y'all, book club to come. I'll give you some reviews on these two that I've ordered, and definitely going to hear a lot about Galinda. Yes, Big Fatty.
Born is the King of Israel.
with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Dear Lord, you really need to tighten that up. I think I counted 9 rings before it answered, only to talk for 350 minutes before it beeped. Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy. I hope it's not too loud. I've never called you from the jalopy. Listen, I just had a funny that I felt like I should call in the BFO to tell Bob, talk about. Can't even speak. I'm on my way to the coal mine to do a few things. We are in mid-renovation, and they needed me to pop by, and I think they're mad at me, but I don't really know. It even matters not. But I was in the shower, and listen, they're lucky I shower when I don't have to leave the house, and then I have to leave the house, but whatever. And, I listened to the BFO in the shower. So I grabbed my bag and walk out the front door, barely closed, because, again, they're lucky that I'm showing up at all when I'm not supposed to physically be there. And my new neighbor came out, and she said, hi, I just wanted to let you know about some things that are going on. And I said, oh, great. And then she said, so I have to ask, who is that loud man you listen to every day? And I said, or you're talking to, or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's just my old fat friend, his podcast. And she said, well, I might want to listen. So say hi to Haley. So, anyway, you're fine. Gotta run. Bye.
Dear guess of y'all, that is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Haley, if you're listening, this would be a perfect time for you to call the voice letter number over at the www. And call in and de-lurk. Let Big Brother know that you're listening. Maybe put yourself on the ham map. But that would be lovely. Wouldn't that be lovely? I think that's wonderful. And even if Haley doesn't call in, I have to take have a little kerfuffle there. That who is that loud man you talk to every morning? Oh, that's my old fat friend, Big Fatty. You can say that again. Oh, he's my old fat friend, Big Fatty. I didn't mean it literally. Hey, it's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've got an e-letter here. From that Lamont Cranston, the subject is, y'all, this came in back on the 22th, so I guess that was Monday of this week. That's not too bad. Lamont, the subject is a temporary new tagline. It says, hey, Big Fatty, I was thrilled, I tell you, to hear that I received an honorable mention in the So-So Question Contest. As I understand it, that makes me the first runner-up. Does this mean I am no longer Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town, and I'm now Lamont Cranston, the Suzette Charles of Pride 48? What happens if it's discovered that little Ozzie Battler once posed for... Let's pose for some naughty lesbianic photos. Would that dethrone him as the so-so question contest winner and elevate me? Wait a minute. I think that's the first entry for next year's so-so question contest. Special kudos to Ms. Kathy Marshall for her sponsorship and dedication to this fine institution. Thanks. Lamont Cranston, the Suzette Charles of Pride 48. P.S. I have a very small giftette that I would like to send to the Fat Villa. Is the address still being shared? It is. And Lamont, I will... Big Fatty, I bet it's a jar of salsa. Could be. I'll reply to this e-letter because, you know, I don't read the e-letters before I read them on the show. I'll reply to this and I'll send it to you. Yes, Big Fatty, anything because you're a whore. You're just a whore. Well, anyway, and I guess Suzette Charles was the name of the character that woman, what was her name? It was always came in second. It was... What was her real name? Big Fatty, I can hear Gay Country West screaming it out. It'll come to me. It'll absolutely come to me. So, but Lamont, thank you so much for the communique. Y'all, the next e-letter that I've got that I wanted to share with you, y'all, it's from down there in the future. Y'all, it's from that, Artie Cruiser. And Artie says, Herbic Ready petrol has dropped to under $1.60 per liter. And y'all, that's spelled L-I-T-R-E. This is back to pre-fuckery. Pre-fuckery prices, but the temporary... reduction in federal excise is due to end the 1st of July. That will add another 30 cents per liter, still spelled L-I-T-R-E. That will push us back over U.S. dollars, $5 a gallon. At the current exchange rate of approximately 70 cents per Australian dollar, $159.99 per liter converts to about $4.23 U.S. dollars per gallon. The conversion requires two steps. Big Fat, I didn't realize math was going to be part of the little show. I didn't either. But it says convert liters. Now, y'all, he spells it L-I-T-E-R-S here to U.S. gallons. There are approximately 3.7854 liters in one U.S. gallon. And y'all, it's ERS there too. $1.599 Australian dollars times 3.785 L/gal equals about $6.52 Australian. Now convert from Australian dollars to U.S. dollars using the mid-market exchange rate of $1 Australian equals 70 cents U.S. dollars, 6.052 Australian gallons times 0.7 equals dollars per gallon times 0.70 equals 4.236 U.S. dollars per gallon. Note, fuel prices in the U.S. are pre-tax, whereas Australian prices include the goods and services tax. Y'all, that's the GST. Big Fatty, was that a gas report? You know, I think it kind of was, but anyway, and y'all, Miss Bacon sent me another gas report. Or, you know, the old gal, you know, that's the name of her big ass car. Yo, she went and saw the sports ball, the City of Angels there, the Roger Dodgers were playing up near the Laughing Buddha. And I think the y'all. By the way, yes. I was told by Anxiety that there was no belching on yesterday's show, and my apologies. My apologies to Vader and his neighbor that likes to listen through the wall. Big Fatty, I wonder if she's got a peephole. I don't know. But, boy, that'd be an eyeful. Big Fatty, you can say that again. That'd be an eyeful. Yeah, Big Fatty, you did need to say that again. But anyway, I don't know. Oh, no, the Miss Bacon's gas had dropped to, like, I think it was $4.79 a gallon. It was $4.98. You know, she gets the high test. So, you know, she's hot. She's a hot tamale. No, she's not hot tamale. What is she? She's highfalutin is what she is. Big, fatty, highfalutin, hot tamale. What's the difference? I don't know. Is that a so-so question? Oh, by the way, Lamont, you're going to have to remember that so-so question because, you know, Big Fatty, y'all, I just can't be bothered. So when I call for so-so question entries next year, Lamont, I expect yours to be the very first one that comes in. Yes, Big Fatty.
We do. I think. Wait, hold on. Hold on. We can fix that. Let me just fix that really fast. Here. Hold on. Break it, fix it, trash it. I can't. I was saying, hold on, and top it. So let me get a clean plate. You know, we're professionals here, Adam. Let me get a clean plate for Big Fatty.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Yeah, see, y'all, I normally do not listen to the little show after I have recorded it, but on hump day, I listen to, you know, just to see how it sounded with Alex on here and everything. And y'all, I did not realize that when I levelate, you know, I take all the music down when I'm talking over it, but when it levelates, it brings the music up. And y'all, there were times I couldn't hear what I was saying. Oh, Big Fatty, can you do it that way all the time? No. So y'all, today I'm not going to levelate today's little show and see if just my manual volumes work better as far as being able to hear. Oh, Big Fatty, you know how to ruin a Thursday. Well, I guess. But anyway, so if it sounds a little bit different on today's little show, at least you'll know why. And y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the screen go by, and y'all, I haven't got time to tell you about my day. So y'all, you just have to come back tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Gassy, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. We'll pick up on what happened on Wednesday and Tuesday night, and we'll go from there. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of Lurker Week. Y'all, it would mean the world to Big Fatty if you would de-lurk just a little bit and tell Big Fatty you're out there, or get on the hand map, or whatever you want to do. And all you got to do, well, I tell you what, Galinda, what should everybody do? And if not, what happens?
Come out wherever you are and meet
Big Fatty.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Oh, Big Fatty, if the lurkers don't come out, you're going to fall. Oh, no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.